Well, Startup Weekend Glasgow in May 2012 is now over, and it was a tremendous success. We saw teams being pulled together on Friday evening. Some had never met each other. Some of the ideas were thought of a few hours before they actually arrived. One idea, I think, actually, as the guy heard the other people speaking. The team final pitches were excellent. They'd clearly put a lot of work into their ideas, not just in the technology, but also in the market research. A lot of them had done online surveys, got live feedback. One team sent people in, more than a team sent people to actually ask people's opinions. Others have set up meetings for the next week or two to take their ideas forward, to try to actually develop them in line with customer needs, to do a little bit more market research. So I am so impressed with everybody and how much they achieved in such short a space of time. The next steps, once you're away from the pressure cooker environment of Startup Weekend, that's when the work really begins. Have these people got the passion and commitment to continue with their idea? In a way, starting is the easy part because you time in fashion. When you start to hit the blockades that are inevitable when you take your first few steps out with the Startup Weekend, I think that's when it'll show that the passion that some of the teams showed and the determination to make it happen will really sort out who succeeds. No doubt it's been a great experience. Every single person that took part has developed their own personal skills as a result of be better employees when they go back to their jobs. As students, they've learned hugely valuable experiences. For those that are committed to starting their business, it's the start of a very long journey. But the ideas were fantastic. They tested them out. One of them in particular is going to put Lean Startup into practice right now. They may not have money. Money buys you resources. If you don't have money, there's other ways to get what you need. And these guys are learning it. So they have skills to trade. They have ideas. They want to make it happen. I look forward to seeing where they are in 6 months' time and a year. Well done, everyone.